Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
End of Sovereignty, interview with Camila Montesinos on the advance of one of the largest free trade agreements in history. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement was signed on February 4, 2016, and it became the landmark for the advance of negotiations that officially started in March 2010 to liberalize trade between 12 countries: Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, United States, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. Mobilizations against this ambitious agreement, also called NAFTA 2.0, with reference to the free trade agreement between Mexico, US, and Canada, are taking place in many countries that are part of it. In Chile, over 100 organizations gathering the citizen platform Chile Better Off Without TPP are carrying out a strong resistance agenda against the implementation of the treaty that now needs to be passed by the parliaments of each country for it to become valid. This week we talked to Camila Montesinos, member of organization GRAIN, to know more about the status of the negotiations of the TPP and the threats it represents for Chile, one of the countries at Latin American and world level with most free trade agreements signed. About the causes of the TPP in terms of neoliberal policies in the country, Camila started by saying that the TPP deepens the level of autonomy laws and reduces the possibilities to defend ourselves, in economic and legal terms, against the demands of the transnational capital. This agreement deepens everything that was signed in previous agreements. One of the first aspects denounced by the Chilean activists is the fact that the TPP forces all its clauses to be reviewed periodically, every 5 years at most, enabling the possibility to change clauses in case transnational capitals consider that their interests are not being contemplated. What we have here, unlike many other treaties, even the one we have with the US, is an open agreement that will give more and more guarantees to transnational capital. Secondly, the TPP is trying to pretend that it will not threaten labor, environmental rights, or other basic rights. The treaty only includes good words that are only that. It says that all countries have the right to protect their labor laws, that they should make sure that all rights are enforced, that nothing in the agreement can be interpreted against labor or public health laws, but it adds, as long as such provisions do not contradict this agreement. Camila also made reference to a second element through which the TPP will imply a violation to the basic rights of the population. The agreement includes a special chapter on what is called legislative alignment. Through it, the countries commit to make all necessary legal changes so that laws are the same in the different countries. This opens the door for all kinds of pressure to make changes in labor laws, weakening them. Because as established by this agreement, anything that a country does, whether a law, a regulation, a practice, a measure, is considered to be challengeable before international conflict resolution tribunals, warns Camila.